work?
It feels good. I'm anxious. You know, I'm excited about it and looking forward to it. And we got a lot of work ahead of us, but I'm definitely looking forward to it.
How's your chemistry with Peyton developing?
It's developing. You know, I feel like we came a long way during the spring and made some good strides. You know, I think there's a lot more we can make going forward, and using training camp to do that will be good for us.
How's this offseason different than New England?
I mean, it's not too much different. I mean, you practice, you get ready, you work out, you do all those things, and you know, it's all football.
Basically, yeah, the offseason program, is there still some, not butterflies or jitters, but this is very new training camp with a new team. Is that kind of sunk in at all?
A little bit. You know, it definitely sunk in during OTAs and mini camp and all that stuff, being with the new team and everything like that. But I feel like I'm getting more and more comfortable the more I'm here and the more I'm part of the offense. And so just keep on moving forward with it and looking forward to it. So,
what are you more nervous about, first day of school as a kid or first day of training camp now as a pro every year?
Probably first day of training camp as a pro. You know, whenever you're a kid, you know, they're not paying you to go out there and perform. You're kind of on your own, so it's a little more to it now.
There's been some bad things happening around here, the two executive DUIs, the potential for Von Miller suspension. How do you keep that from bogging you down when you guys hit the field tomorrow and going forward?
You know, I think we just move on. We practice with you know, the guys we have out there and don't worry about anything outside of you know, that's kind of going on, all the noise going on, and we just kind of focus on us and getting better as a football team, whoever's out there.
Are these sort of things, though, surprise you that they've happened?
Well, obviously you don't want anything to ever happen, you know, especially in a negative light, but you know, nobody's perfect. We all, you know, make mistakes. I've made my fair share, and you know, everybody's kind of, you know, teams up together, and the team comes together, and you know, we go out there with who we got, and you know, try and be the team we can.
Wes, from a receiver standpoint, what's the difference between a Peyton Manning pass and a Tom Brady pass?
They're both spectacular, so you know, I don't think there's too much of a difference between them.
They're velocity difference.
It's you know, it's like comparing Picasso and Michelangelo. You know, it's hard to compare the two.
Are you more of a Michelangelo guy or a Picasso guy?
You know what? I couldn't even tell you. Somebody threw those names at one time, and I thought it sounded pretty good.
Wes, do you ever ask yourself, like, how lucky are you having first Tom Brady and now Peyton Manning, two surefire Hall of Famers, throwing you the ball?
Yeah, I mean, I do feel like I'm lucky in that aspect, but really, I mean, I tell people that was by design. I mean, there really weren't too many quarterbacks I was going to play with, you know, when it came down to it, you know, those are the two main guys I wanted to play with.
Can you just talk about just integrating yourself with Eric Decker and Demaryius Thomas and your impressions of those guys so far?
Yeah, I mean, you know, working with Demaryius and Decker, I mean, it's been awesome to see that hunger and some young guys that want to improve and want to get better and want to compete and do all those things, and then it's great to see, and you know, I'm excited to get to play with those guys, and you know, I feel like we can be a good receiving core and just keep on working like we have been this spring and push it into the season, and I think we'll do well working together.
What does it take to get you into the flow of the offense? I mean, five of the last six seasons you've had 100 plus receptions, and you think the targets are going to be allocated over a number of options now on this offense. So what do you need to, like, really get into the flow from just like a minimum requisite, do you feel?
You know, for me, it's just doing my job and doing what I can do to help the team win. I don't think it's really anything beyond that, and not really worrying about targets or catches or anything else. It's all about, you know, helping the team win, and you know, that's the way I'm looking at it, and if that takes catching one catch and blocking all game, or if that takes, you know, 10 catches, whatever it is, you know, that's what's going to be, whatever it takes to win.
Is it possible for you to get into a comfort zone the way you were in New England, now with a new team and new city and all those things? What is that comfort zone?
You know what? I think it takes time, and you know, I think we got off to a good start, and we're building on it. But you know, it's one of those deals. It takes years. You know, a lot of times to get. You know, even in my fifth, sixth year in New England, I was still feeling like I was getting comfortable. You know, there's always things you're working on and different things like that. But really, hearing the calls and being able to just be like that is definitely you know, that takes time. And it just doesn't happen overnight, or knowing what Peyton wants, or anything else. You know, you almost have to mess it up on the field first, and then come back and talk about it and get it right the next time.
From the altitude standpoint, are you acclimated now, and will you ever be to the point where you're comfortable as ever?
You know what? That's always a tough one. You know, I've been in Oklahoma City for the past, you know, week, 10 days, and the humidity's been pretty bad there. So I'm hoping that helps me out a little bit, maybe kind of offsets everything. But definitely the altitude is something you got to overcome. And you know, we'll see as we get going.
Yeah. How's your restaurant doing there?
Restaurant is doing really well. We had the opening, what was it now, Monday night, and had a packed house and went really well. And so I'm excited about it.
You can open one here if it goes well enough there.
You know what? I'm gonna have to catch a bunch of balls and do some good things here. So there's definitely a motive to do want to do that.
Hey, Wes, have you had a chance to talk with Chris Harrison? When you guys first saw each other, did you guys kind of maybe grin at each other? You guys had a couple of battles, New England, Denver.
Yeah, no, absolutely. It's been great to have that on the other side of the ball. I mean, he's one of the top slot guys out there, and you know, it's been great to work against that, and us, you know, making each other better and working at each other, and you know, he's from Oklahoma as well, and so he's got a little fight in him, and I like to see that, and it's really good to see, because you know, you don't have to see it on Sunday, so it's been good for us to work together, I think.
Plus, maybe outside of football, does this feel like home in Colorado yet?
You know, I'm loving it. I mean, you know, my wife and I are in Cherry Creek, and you know, we're loving the weather and everything about it. So yeah, I mean, it is kind of feeling like home. So it's been really good.
Okay, thank you, Wes.